Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Reading the second stanza of the song, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wing shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word, and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Reading today, once again, from Romans chapter 1. We have in this chapter the gospel. We have the story of creation. We have also the blessing of the description of many sins that will bring us to repentance if we heed them. Let's listen to these words as God gave them to Paul. Paul, both to the church at Rome and to us, beginning again at verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they worshipped him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We read many, many descriptions of sin. I think of one disobedient to parents, but how disobedient parents are to their children when they murder them in the mother's womb. God has given them to them to love, to cherish, to take care of. They are a gift of God. We read that through Scripture. Let's pray that we won't be given over entirely to a reprobate mind, to a place without understanding and without natural affection. We are fast entering such a way, hardness. And if we go further, then we're ready for any lie. I was thinking of North Korea. It is said that in years past, there were many Christians there. And they were there until the communists came. In the early 1900s, there were more in North Korea than in South Korea. When communists came, they burnt and ruined the churches, killed the Christians, persecuted them, and the lie took place. And now communism is recognized in this country, almost alongside of other ways in our country, as if that's permissible. Right. It is terribly against God in the way communism is thought of and practiced. There can be a right communism, but it certainly is not in any country today, and not in our country today either. It's against God, against His good ways. Let's pray. Like Paul said, and like we saw some weeks ago, pray for those that are in authority over us. Pray for those that should not be in authority, that are in our government, and will like to cling and stay there and do evil ways for our right leaders. Let's pray that, as we read here, filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, maliciousness, deceit, all that is there in our nation. And sadly, We can't just point at government or the unbelieving part of the nation. We need to point the finger at ourselves, the church, of which Christ said, "You are the salt and the light." But if the salt hath lost its savor, it is good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot. And that's where we are, altogether too much. How we need to cry out and do, like Christ said to one of the churches, "You have a name that you live and are dead, but strengthen the things that remain." Let's pray that we will be given that of God and be able to do with what God gives us rightly. Our Father, we come to Thee through Christ. We give thanks in His name for Thy mercies, which are new every morning. We are not visited with judgment as we could be and we deserve, and which others are experiencing far more than we do, in lands where there is war, where there have been earthquakes, where there is flood and famine, and the terribleness of many different calamities in those lands, and even in our own land, far more in some areas than others, far more in other areas than our own. And we give Thee thanks, Father, for the blessings that we have in nature, the blessings that we have in peace and freedom that others do not have, and of which, as we saw some time ago, Paul's exhortation to Timothy, to pray for those in authority that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. We are seeing that less and less, sadly, by our own unrest, by our own backbiting, as Paul wrote here, and not only that they were backbiters, but haters of Thee, not listening to Thy word, what it says of those in authority, and to obey them, both in the church and in the nation. And we pray, Father, that we might see that rightly and might become, as Lord Jesus, You said, "Except to be converted and become as little children, that we cannot enter Thy kingdom." And we pray that we might be willing to be taught, even from these words here that evidently described the world at that time that Paul wrote it, but also describes us more and more. If we think of a few years back, our nation was less like this than today. And now we are increasing rapidly in wickedness, and help us to see it in the church, in the home, in our individual lives, and then throughout the nation, and see it in ourselves as well as in others, that we may not just see others as if they are in the ditch, when we ourselves are there with them, sometimes a different ditch, but all of us together being unprofitable for Thy kingdom to come and Thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we are far from it in the church as well as in the rest of the nation. And we pray that Thou wilt revive the church, that Thou wilt awaken the church, even as Thou didst say through the pen of Paul to the different churches, "Awake Thou that sleepest and rise from the dead," with a promise that Thou, Lord Jesus, will give light. And we pray for that light so we will not be in the dark, and we will not have, as we read, our foolish heart darkened. We are there in many ways. The schools teaching so many lies against our government that is by our Constitution given by our forefathers, many speaking against it in the ways that Thou hast blessed us through the years, and many speaking against Thee as Creator, giving instead a theory, a lie, a terribleness, loving, as we read here, the creature more than the Creator. And Thou dost tell us here, as well as in other parts of Scripture, that, Father, Thou art the Creator of the world and of each one of us, that it is in Thee that we live and move and have our being. And without Thy giving it, we are dead. As Thou hast said, it is appointed unto man once to die. And we know that that appointment is from Thee, and we will be called before Thee to stand in judgment. Help us to know it. Put Thy fear in our hearts once again, that we might have the beginning of wisdom. We give thanks, Father, also for the natural blessings that we have mentioned some of, and others without them. We pray for those in famine, those in sickness, injury, sorrow, weakness, old age, the broken homes, the schools, they might teach rightly, We pray for other needs that there are in the workplace, those that are homeless and suffering. We pray, Father, for all of this, that Thou would look on us and yet deal with us only because of Christ. Amen. As we look at this again, if we would take each one of these sins and spend some time on that as they unfold in our nation, we could be here a long time. But all these sins are almost there together in our nation, and we are participants of it together. Some more, some less. Some wanting it to continue and increase, and some knowing that it should be changed away from where it is. We think of one of our past candidates in our election last year and what that person said. This is what was said on abortion: deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural bases against abortion must be changed. And the unborn person does not have constitutional rights. Sadly, particularly when you think of this one statement here, religious beliefs have been changed. That's why we're allowing it. The church is not standing up against it. The wicked are very much for it, very vocal in it, very much doing what they want to do, spending millions of dollars trying to have people in office that will promote abortion, allow abortion, and the judgeships and the senators, Senate seats. I've had letters from people that want money just for that one reason. So there can be those who will, as they say, give the woman their rights. What does that really mean? One wrote, to give them their rights means abortion, abortion, abortion. We could also say it means, as we read in Romans 1, murder, murder, murder. One thing noticeable about this person that wanted to be our president stated the unborn person does not have constitutional rights. Person. Unborn person. That's what she described that baby as, an unborn person. What persons do not have a right in our nation to our Constitution? If they're a person, they have a right. And so they admit themselves that they're going, like Paul says, opposing themselves. We can't say this person has a right and that person doesn't have a right. Yes, there are some persons that sin their rights away and they get punished. They get in prison. Murderers go to prison. We have many people in government and that have been in government that by the rights of our laws should be in prison. They are murderers. Planning murder. I think I mentioned before, a woman that hired somebody to kill somebody to get money. She's today in prison. She didn't do it with her hands, but with her plans. And the court found her guilty. And those that plan it want to put judges in the places that will promote abortion. They're planning it. They're scheming. They're begging for money, spending money. All because they do not recognize the Creator. And they are like we read, verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And again, we'd like to point the finger at government. Many people do. What is the president doing? What is this person doing? What has this person done? And there is a need of that. But first of all, what are we doing in the church? What is the salt doing? What is the light doing? Christ said, if the light that be in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Part of the church is divided from another part, very much so, and it's very wrong. We have, in this area, Christian so-called colleges that teach evolution, that many of them vote for murderers in government. Christian colleges begun by the church to educate young people in the supposed right way. But it has turned to the wrong way. It has turned against God, loving the creature more than the Creator. The Creator has every right to speak, every right to give a law, every right to judge, every right to punish. And He will. He's long-suffering. But He is the Creator, created it. The Father created the world through His Son. And some people would just say, well, the first 11 chapters of Genesis that tell us the story and the first parts of creation and some of the things that happened in the early history of creation are a myth. Well, what about this that Paul says here? The invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen and understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. In the next verse, we're doing exactly like Adam did. Because when they knew God, Adam knew God. He knew, he heard His voice walking in the garden, and he hid himself. He did not glorify God. When God called him, found him, he excused himself. He blamed God, blamed the woman for sinning. And here we say when they knew God, when we know He's there as Creator, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Oh, how we can thank God for His creation, for the sun, the moon, the stars, the spring, the summer, the fall, the winter, for giving us all the food that we have, for it being true, as Paul said to the Athenians, it is in Him that you live and move and have your being. All of that fits with this chapter here, especially the last part of verse 17. The just shall live by faith. Faith in the Creator. Faith in the One that gives us life. Faith also in the One that we've sinned against and tells us so. Faith that He's right. What a blessing. If you find that out in time, what a blessing. If you find it out at death, what a curse it will be. And it will be there. I'm as sure of it as I stand here. One thing I've always said since God saved me, I know the Bible is true because it gives an exact picture of myself as a sinner. People don't do that. They exaggerate one way or another. But God does not. He tells us what we are, and He tells us here in this chapter what we're doing. What we're doing in sinful ways, in pride. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Became fools. We're in much danger of that. Even as I referred to North Korea, so many churches, so many Christians, in the early parts of the 1900s, until the communists came and took the northern part of Korea over, destroying. And we can think of other things that are going on in our nation. Some time ago, there was a woman's march. Many took part in it. National Organization for Women, the National Rainbow Push Coalition, Occupy Wall Street, American Islamic Relations, Greenpeace, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Human Rights Watch, and another thing, the Communist Party was a proud sponsor of the Women's March on Washington. A proud sponsor. Why? Do they see them coming their way? Are we going that way of lies? An organization that is a lying organization and justifies lies to promote their organization? Two groups in here that bother me particularly. American Federation of Teachers, National Education Association. They going there mainly to promote women's rights of abortion. Mainly so murder will be allowed. They marched. What kind of teachers will they be when they go back to their schoolroom? What kind of teaching will they give to the children? Our children. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me? It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offense cometh, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. I'm sure that this march, which was promoted by liberal news organizations very much, a little bit later there was another march, a march for right to life, which would not be covered near so well. Our school teachers are marching for that. What kind of a teacher are they, and what kind of a teacher are you if you are in that group? God can call you to repentance. God can call you to obedience. God can call you to ask the question, what wilt thou have me to do, Lord? Like Paul did, becoming from Saul the persecutor to Paul the apostle and preaching the gospel, of which he said, here I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That's our hope, in the church to be revived in it, and then to make it known in the rest of the world to hear it, to believe it, and to be saved.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.